The Osgood File, sponsored by BASF, enabling its customers to meet the current and future needs of society. BASF, we create chemistry. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. In a state gripped by drought, can golf survive? More after this from Charlie. In California's Coachella Valley, near Palm Springs, you'll find 124 golf courses, all of them built in the middle of a desert, which is now busy reasserting itself.
We're doing everything we can to conserve every drop of water on our golf course and make sure that we're not wasting anything.
Greg Rubino runs the Classic Club, a luxurious artificial oasis of leisure in Palm Desert, and CBS's Ben Tracy put him on the spot.
What do you say to people who say in the middle of a drought, this is just a luxury we can't afford?
A lot of people could say that golf courses are just a luxury, but we employ a lot of people. We're a natural wildlife habitat, and so I don't think it's just a luxury. What I think it is, it's a beautiful green space people come and enjoy.
Noah Garrison, who teaches environmental sustainability at UCLA, doesn't buy it.
We should not be using our drinking water supplies in order to effectively water a lawn. We need to be finding alternative water supply sources or alternative ways of playing the game.
So Ben talked to the groundskeeper at the Classic Club, who told him that it is possible to keep a course green without using drinking water by using 5,000 computer-controlled sprinklers.
So you're not taking any water from an aquifer or from the municipal drinking source?
Nope.
It's all recycled.
It's all recycled.
Or you could just adopt Gary Player's idea, inspired by the controversial U.S. Open last weekend. Stop making golf courses so big.
We're making golf courses longer and longer, more expenses, more water, more fertilizer, more labor. People are resigning.
Smaller golf courses. Less water, more fun. Dad can come home once in a while. Fewer divorces. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.